everyone, and welcome to the Organist Encores. It's John Leeming here again with my monthly contribution to the series, and this time I've called the programme A Bit of a Difference, because all the tracks have something about them that's a bit different. A rarely heard organist or organ, perhaps, or maybe an unusual arrangement of a tune. Something, perhaps, like this. Certainly something different there, a different country, a minority brand of theatre organ, and an organist we hear all too rarely. The country is Germany. The organ is the Moller in the Laukhof Organ Works in Baden-Württemberg, and the player is Fraser Garchor. Fraser hails from Inverness, but he's made his life and home in Germany, and that lively version of Deed I Do comes from a 2008 CD he shared with Donald McKenzie. Now, David Shepherd has one of the finest home theatre organ installations in Britain, a versatile instrument of 21 ranks with a stunning four-manual console from the Paramount Tottenham Court Road in London. But to be different, we're going back to a much earlier incarnation of the instrument, when it was three manuals and just nine ranks of pipes. Here's David playing Louis Mordish's spooky composition, Spectre on the Spree.
Thank you.
Well, let's go back to the 78 era now. Donald Thorne made quite a number of records in the 1930s on the Christie organ in the Granada Willesden. But to be a bit different, here he is at Clapham Junction with Jimmy Leach's lively novelty, Smash and Grab. Donald Thorne with Smash and Grab. Well, it says Granada Clapham Junction on the label, but those last few chords don't sound especially Wurlitzer to me. Well, maybe it was just Donald's period registration that created the effect. Clapham Junction is generally thought to have been the proud possessor of the finest of the Granada Series 2 eight-rank Wurlitzers. But another good example was the one in the Granada Welling in Kent. Organist manager Leo Ray had a very different approach to playing from the other performers, as we'll hear now in this short but exciting rendition of Old MacDonald's Farm. Thank you. Leo Ray there, playing his heart out at Welling back in the 1970s. It was Leo that set Bernard Tilley on the path to theatre organ playing, and if you're listening, Bernard, I hope you enjoyed that. The song I Cover the Waterfront was immortalised to the theatre organ world by Jackie Brown on a recording made at Tooting, but here's a vocal version with theatre organ accompaniment. The singer is René St. John, but I've not been able to find out anything about this artist. But since this track comes from one of those sixpenny 8-inch Eclipse records that Woolworths used to sell in the early 1930s, I suspect it's a pseudonym for someone better known. The organist isn't credited on the label, but it sounds like the Decca Studio Wurlitzer, so I imagine it's Charles Smart. René St. John and Charles Smart covering the waterfront from the Decca Studios in about 1931. Over to Hammond organs now for a couple of tracks, and here's someone I hadn't heard of before, though she made quite a number of records in France in the 1950s. Virginie Morgan. With, I suspect, a modicum of multi-tracking, here she is with Holiday for Strings. Thank you. Virginie Morgan with her Hammond organ in La Belle France in the mid-1950s. Another Hammond entertainer who spent much of his life in France was our old organ grinder friend Robin Richmond. And to make a bit of a change, here he is with his trio. Don't Blame Me, the Robin Richmond Trio in 1961. Robin is the man who rekindled my interest in the theatre organ with The Organist Entertains, so I'll be eternally grateful to him for opening up this wonderful musical world to me. Reginald Porter Brown is another organist with an individual approach to playing, but the difference on this occasion is that he's playing quite sensibly. The mighty Southampton Guildhall Compton is the instrument, and the tune is Midnight in Mayfair.
Thank you.
Reginald Porter Brown at Southampton from an LP called An Album of Evergreens. It was one of my students when I was a schoolteacher back in the 1970s who drew my attention to that record, which he'd spotted in a record library. So if you're listening, Ken Wheatley, a big thank you to you. To finish with, here's yet another version of what else? Tiger Rag. Maybe the Tiger Rag to end all Tiger Rags. Here's Gerhard Greger on the Hammond organ with the Helmut Zacharias Orchestra having a lot of fun in 1955. Say that no real tigers were harmed in the making of that recording. Right, time to go now. Damon Cox will be back again next week, and since we're being a bit different today, let's play out with a different version of our signature tune, Happy Days Are Here Again. So, it's goodbye from me, and over to Reginald Dixon in Blackpool, and unusually for him, the Empress Ballroom Wurlitzer.